This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Arab League foreign ministers meeting in Cairo Sunday agreed to support the U.S.-Saudi peace initiative to resolve the conflict in Sudan. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab League head Ahmed Abul Ghait, addressing Arab League foreign ministers, noted that the Sudan conflict is at a crossroads as the situation continues to worsen. Saudi-sponsored talks to end the Sudanese conflict are continuing in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, as representatives of both Sudanese military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and the Rapid Support Forces commander Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo meet to discuss the situation. Both leaders fought in Yemen under the auspices of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Arab League readmitted Syria after more than a decade of suspension on Sunday, consolidating a regional push to normalize ties with President Bashar al-Assad. The decision said Syria could resume its participation in Arab League meetings immediately, while calling for a resolution of the crisis resulting from Syria's civil war, including the flight of refugees to neighboring countries and drug smuggling across the region. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday issued a stark warning that a failure by Congress to act on the debt ceiling could trigger a constitutional crisis that would also call into question the federal government's creditworthiness.
It's if they do it, have an economic and financial catastrophe that will be of our own making.
Yellen on ABC this week sounded the alarm over possible financial market consequences if the debt ceiling is not raised by early June. This is VOA News. America's First Lady took part in a big lunch at 10 Downing Street in London. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
First Lady Jill Biden attends a coronation lunch party at London's Downing Street, where she met the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his wife Akshata Murthy. The First Lady was accompanied by her granddaughter Finnegan Biden and chatted to various guests at the lunch. The government says the guest list was largely made up of community heroes, Ukrainian families and youth groups. Jill Biden has told the Associated Press it was just amazing to be able to witness the coronation of Britain's King Charles III in person. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Polling in the U.S. shows black voters are backing President Joe Biden, but not with the enthusiasm of 2020 when he was elected to his first term. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The latest Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds his 58% current approval rating among black adults sitting well below where he began. Roughly 9 in 10 black adults approved of Biden over his first months in office, while only about half of Democrats overall say they want Biden to run again in 2024. 81% say they would definitely or probably support him if he were the nominee. The groundswell isn't as stark among black adults. 41% say they want him to run, and only 55% say they are likely to support him in the general election. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden renewed his call Sunday for an assault weapons ban and other gun safety measures a day after 8 people were murdered at a Texas shopping mall in the latest quote-unquote senseless shooting to shake the nation. Responders, distressed witnesses, and police described scenes of panic and horror north of the city of Dallas, where a video footage circulating online showed the shooter exiting a car in an outlet mall parking lot Saturday and firing with a semi-automatic rifle on people walking nearby. At least 21 people drowned after a boat capsized off southern India, local authorities said on Monday. The boat, which was carrying about 40 inbound passengers, overturned as it was overcrowded, according to police. The death toll was likely to rise as the boat was stuck in muddy waters and was being pulled out to rescue those trapped inside. The state minister for fisheries and harbor development told reporters. Find more on our website, including the podcasts Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, at voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app.